again. Oh, yeah? With the dead keys. This isn't GMRS. Come on.
Copy now.
I can hear you now.
I don't know what Kenwood did, but the K connector on this radio is so loose that if I don't have the speaker mic in just right, I can transmit key up here, just can't hear me. So, my bad. I've been trying to talk to you the last four transmissions.
I kind of thought it might be, but then after about the third or fourth one, I figured, what the hell? So, anyhow, what's shaking running the D-74? And when you say the mic tight, what is it? Is it a standard, like, you know, what is that? What do they call that, K connector? What do they call that little two-pin jobby? I think you call it a K connector. Is it a K connector or is it something else?
It's D-75, 74. I don't know what the difference really is. I don't think they added a whole lot to this one other than USB-C. It's the OG K connector, the Kenwood connector. But I'm using a Kenwood speaker mic, right, gave me one, and then I bought another one thinking, you know, maybe that one was worn out. Both emit the same thing, so I have to plug it in and then, like, wrap it under the clip because I got a little cup holder on it, and then it comes out the other side, and it's got to keep enough tension on it. Super, super annoying, but I hardly ever use the speaker mic, and when I do, I use it like this. I just have to remember that it does that, and apparently I forgot this morning.
Right. Well, I don't think you've been using this one particularly like this a lot lately. You got a D-75, the upgraded version. You don't see much difference between them, eh? What do they claim was the difference?
Yeah, the last time I used this radio like this was when the 500 was back and forth. I ran this with a VTEC amp for a little over a month, but works fine. I haven't done like an apples to apples, but they're very, 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 very similar. I really don't know. I think they added some PNC digital fun stuff, but I know they went from a micro USB to a USB-C. But I mean, if you put them side by side, they look very, very similar. And I think it was one of those instances of FT3 to FT5 where they couldn't source the parts anymore, so they needed to get a new part ID, and along came the 75. But I like it. Sounds good, looks good, does literally everything. Unfortunately for our area, it's D-Star, but again, I don't really touch the digital stuff.
Yeah, I don't get that. You know, Kenwood is a major player in both. They're not a major player in DMR, but they've got DMR products on the commercial side of the house, and they're a fairly major player on the P25 side of the house, so I'm really shocked that they didn't come out with, you know, seeing that that's ICOM's thing, and, you know, Infusion is Yaesu's thing. It left those other two, and NXBN is specifically their thing. They could have done that. I understand why they might not have done that, but man, that would have been sweet if that would have been. And here's the other thing. They're doing DMR and P25 in their commercial, or the NXBN. So they in their commercial offering, you can only pick two, but it's of NXBN, P25, and DMR. Pick two. Well, if they can do that, then that would have been, to me, like a DMR P25 handheld. Man, they would have owned the market.
my theory and opinion on Kenwood is they just don't care about the amateur side. I mean, how long has it been? The 75 was the first radio they pumped out in how many years? And I think hopefully this mobile is a sign of things to come, but I don't know. But I agree, I don't get why there's not multi-mode digital devices at this point. Because any forum I read on, anyone I talk to, like, man, I really wish I had a radio that did more than, you know, digital mode, because I don't have this in my area, but I like the radio, and I'm glad, because when I first started buying HCs, I was like, well, I gotta buy Fusion radios, because I put them in the area, and then I realized that I'm never gonna be over there, so now I buy a quality analog radio first that just so happens to have digital.
Yeah, I could honestly get away with all analog radios. I've got some good analog radios from the past that I have rat-holed away. And, I don't have no plans for them. I should probably get rid of them. But I like my analog radios. If I want a DMR radio, I know, you know, I would get something very specific. I got a DMR handheld. And then Fusion, I've got all my radios do Fusion because I'm hooked up on the Yaesu bandwagon. Unlike you, I'm pretty happy with all my Yaesus. So I've got three of them and no complaints. And I'm not a Yaesu fanboy at all. I wouldn't own one of their HF rigs, and I know they're great.
And yeah, and ironically, I don't like Yaesu, and I bought another Yaesu, and I have an HF Yaesu. 891, though, very, very specific, niche device. I was the only one that's that form factor. And honestly, I'm very happy with it. It does what I want it to do, and it's tiny doing it, so, and it's cheap. I'm hoping this new 150 rack changes my mind, because it's the 500 was the first bad Yaesu radio I had, aside from the SC5B, but that's a discretionary dislike, not necessarily a defective radio. But I'm hoping this 150 RAS changes my mind. It's not sexy, there's nothing fancy about it. It's a purebred, dual receive, dual band, analog radio that I'm hoping is going to do everything I want it to do.
Yeah, and I did not look at that. I was going to look that up. I keep thinking I'm going to, and then I got sidetracked. Got home last night, and I had to suit up and run back out, and then I got back. I just completely forgot about it. I got to look that thing up. I like that ICOM you just bought. One of the firefighter guys up in Romeo, Bruce Romeo, he hit me up, and he wanted to know what you were getting. He's been listening, and he heard you bought that. And I'm pretty impressed with it from what I've seen. So I was going to kind of recommend that to him. But, yeah, there were some other radios. I wanted to look at this 150 and some other stuff, too. And I know the 9600 is real popular, but I think he wants to stick with a big three offering. So, yeah, Kenwood's out of the running on that. And now you're talking about a Yaesu or a ICOM. I like my Yaesus just fine. You know, and I could wholeheartedly recommend those, but that ICOM is pretty sweet too, so I don't know.
K4ZYQ. Yeah, K4ZYQ. Good morning, gentlemen. Just want to say I'm talking on a Yaesu 7250. I don't know if they make them anymore. They stopped making them a while back, and somebody, I thought they claimed they started making them again. But they're real good 2-meter, 70-centimeter digital C4FM. And pretty neat small radio, even though it doesn't have a detachable face. It's got 5 watts, 25 watts, and 50 watt output in digital. So not a bad radio. I don't know why they stopped it, because they probably tried to start another model, I guess, when this one they stopped making. Just thought I'd throw that in. Good morning. Have a good weekend. And over to you, Sean, KE4ZYQ. I'll be listening out.
Yeah, I think it's just the form factor. I think that radio just looks old, you know, now. You know, these new radios are all rounded and with the big screens and stuff like that. And so I just think some of the people are, you know, every radio has that kind of old utilitarian look, and I'd be fine with it, you know, but a lot of people want the ooh shiny of some of these new radios. Dakota?
Yeah, that was me, and now I'm going back to the orange screen analog dot matrix boring looking thing, but 2730B, I think the only difference between the A and the B is the black screen, honestly. I don't think they changed a single thing about it. It comes in a 2730A box with a black sticker on it. Literally just says black. So I'm pretty sure it's the same thing with different display. It was in my cart, and there's a chance I'm still going to end up with one in the truck. I'm just, like I said, I'm trying to avoid having a external speaker. But if the if that time comes, I'm definitely going to tag you in for some advice and assistance on how to cleanly hide that speaker and mount it. But, yeah, I think that's an awesome radio. Anthony talks on it every day. It sounds good. It looks good. It's affordable. It receives everything. I mean, I don't know what else you would want. But, like I said, I'm only getting that Yaesu because of the speaker in the head.
Righto. And good morning, Joe. Sorry. But answered your question. Didn't say good morning. I didn't know Anthony has one of those. So there's another thumbs up for it. But, I'll tell you what, I've got a Yaesu 400, and that just sits at home. And it's nice. It's got that big, that great big screen, which is kind of cool. It doesn't weigh a whole lot more than the 500. In fact, I think it's a little lighter, but it's bigger because, they went tall. It's not quite as wide, but it's taller, so it gives it a much bigger screen. That was a great radio. Got a couple of quirks, that I don't notice anymore. But other than that, I like that one roll. Like, you can only do digital on the top and APRS on the bottom or something like that. Just weird things you get used to. Then, of course, the fact that it doesn't, have memory banks, but that seems to be Yaesu, they're doubling down on that. I just can't believe a radio with 1,000 memories doesn't have banks. But, the 400 I like real well. I use that one at home. Nice big color display. That's one thing I like about the Yaesu. The display is very easy to read. Particularly for me, and I've got the, I can't remember if it's near or farsighted, Farsighted, that means my farsighting is good or my farsighting is bad, nearsighted, does that mean my nearsighted is good? My far is bad? I don't know, but I can't see up close. So when the radio is right there in your face and on the windshield, it's nice that the Yaesu has got that big clear display. I don't really need my glasses. Old people 101. One last comment, KD4ZYQ.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys, either one of you, have a Radio Shack box speaker. They're little square boxes of a speaker with a mini plug. I, years ago, back in the probably 60s or so, maybe early 70s, I bought three of them different times. And one of them is kind of a metal casing square box, and the other two are plastic, but all kind of think Radio Shack speaker, external speakers, and they're not powered, but some of these radios, like the 7250, I think has a 3-watt output or something like that, speaker outlet, mini jack plug. And I got to tell you, if you ever come across one at a swap or some Silent Keys got selling them, grab those buggers up, test them out if you have to, or take a HT or anything, and test them out because they are such a live, realistic sound reproduction of the voice coming out of the radio. It's about as clean and clear as you can get. I got two of them in service now and one extra for maybe a mobile one day. Just thought I'd throw that out, but if you ever come across them, check them out. Try it out if you have to, but buy them because if you don't use them, you could sell them. If people hear them, and they'd want them. Trust me. I don't know if, Sean, you've heard one of those or have one, but over to you, Dakota, KE4ZYQ, and again, I'll step out this time. I don't think I'll have anything else to interrupt you guys. Have a good day.
No worries at all. Feel free to jump in whenever. Yeah, I think MFJ was reproducing something similar to that. I had one and it sounded pretty good. And then my favorite is the ICOM SP35. I've tried a couple different external speakers, and that one seems to sound the best to me. You can pick them up for like $30 on Amazon. It's actually what I have on my desk right now with my 2730. And I'm a big fan of it, but again, I'm trying to figure out how to avoid putting a speaker in the truck. But it may come to that if I don't like this new radio. Sean?
Yeah, so it's that's a thing. That's what I do. I've played with the Radio Shack speakers, and I like the powered ones myself. Got a couple of those, and because sometimes I'll just stuff them underneath the seat. Well, you know, you're dealing with the frequency response. You know, shifts downward quite dramatically, or I should say, you know, what you can hear. You know, all the highs are attenuated and it's muffled. But you know, so you really got to drive hard. So those powered speakers were real nice for that. But yeah, if you can get them up and, you know, firing at you, you know, those any external speakers sound fantastic. The Radio Shacks are no exception. I like the Motorola, the classic Motorola. I've got tons of them, and I use the Motorola's when I need an external speaker, and they do sound very good. But they're big, you know. There's no hide nose. They're not tiny speakers. As far as your case goes, Dakota, if you have to go to that, I want to look into a couple of things. There was a company that used to sell a speaker that was designed to go in your headrest, and you would or go up by your headrest, and I'd have to look. Did it flip over? Did you have to like somehow find a way? You know, most headrests don't unzip, you know, and you know, if they did, you could flip something underneath. But you get one up there around your headrest or something, you know, then it's right there, man. You're golden.
At ATDS. When I had my company car and the 200 was in it, I had one of those cheap MFJ box speakers, and I 3D printed a bracket that went under the headrest, so in between the two posts that go into the seat. It slid over those, and then it had an arm coming out towards the pillar, and then the speaker was screwed to that. And that was awesome, because I could hear everything, and it sounded like I was talking on the phone. So I guess I could do that, or I was thinking, too, I could just make a bracket that goes above my mirror. My only concern would be, can I use 3.5-millimeter extensions without degrading the sound and the power because it's not an amplified speaker? Because it's not long enough to go from under my seat, where the body of the radio is, you know, in the pillar, up over the windshield, and over to me. That would be my only concern.
Oh, yeah, it won't care. You could extend that 10, 20 feet. It wouldn't be a problem. But, yeah, that's the thing, is just get it up there, you know, get it, to your left, either in the pillar or, like you said, a bracket. That's a good idea. Hang it off, you can get it up there by the, you know, somewhere by the mirror, hanging from the, up there, if you could get, satisfactory amount of support. Yeah, there's the clue, but, there's the deal right there. So, yeah, I don't know. It's always great, man. You get a speaker up there and in the clear and up near your ears. That makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I mean, even with the with that new mounting system I put in the truck with the 500, it was kind of hard to hear. I'd have to crank that radio pretty much all the way up just because the road noise, and it's a small speaker, and it's, I think it's only 3 watts. But looking at my truck and thinking about it, it's like I could just extend the speaker cable a little bit, follow the same path as my control head cable, and just bolt it to the bracket that's above my radio. So if the 150 doesn't show up or doesn't work good, that's probably what I'm going to do, is just put a 2730 in here and an ICOM speaker. The bummer with those 2730s, though, is you have to spend like an extra $50 or $60 because they come with zero mounting hardware, none whatsoever. They don't even come with a body bracket.
Just got your picture, by the way, as I'm pulling out my phone to buy my coffee. I just noticed there was a picture there. Yeah, it's weird with the brackets. Same thing happened with my 500, no bracket. I'm like, really?
At least the 500 will mount to the body, though. The 2730, I had to buy a bracket to mount the head to the body.
That's weird. The only place I've ever seen that before was the Kenwood 480. The Kenwood 480 is not designed to hook to the trunk unit at all, so they fabricated a bracket that kind of connects to the trunk unit and or the body, I guess. Trunk unit's a term we use in the business, and then it gave you like a mount for the head. That's the only place I've ever seen that before.
Yeah, I opened it up, and I almost laughed because it was a control head cable, the hand mic, the body, and the head, and that was it.
Hold on. At the window. Okie doke. Oh, man, I got my espresso for the morning, and I'd like to say ready to rock and roll. Nice short day. Everybody gets a half day today. So when I say everybody, I got three of us total, myself and I got two guys. So it's going to be a skeleton crew holding down the fort.
I'm just glad it's Friday. I don't know what my day is going to turn into. I know I got to go to one of my sites because some construction guys hit one of my camera lines, so I got to go assess that and hopefully be able to repair it on while I'm there, but I doubt it. It's probably going to need a new run. And then I have another set of machines that are having intermittent power, so I brought my multimeter for that. I get to go test those. So I don't really get to play IT today. I get to play handyman.
When you say sites, how many, what do you got, yards that the guys run out of that you service? Is that, how many you got?
We've got corporate, and then I think we have another 13 yards.
Right, so when you say you're going to be at a site, you're talking about one of the yards, then I'm guessing.
Correct, yeah. Fortunately, this one's in Sterling Heights, so it's only about 15 minutes from the office, but you know, I've got them down in Rom. Wayne, Flint, Saginaw, Indianapolis, Toledo, they're all over the place.
Oh, that was going to be my next question was, you know, well, how far are they? Indianapolis, wow, cool. Now, how often do you have to get out to, you know, go out to a yard? I don't think I've heard you saying you're doing a lot of traveling. That's something that happens a lot.
Yeah, no, thank God. We've got things pretty ironed out to where, from an IT network standpoint, it's pretty hands-off and remotely managed. And then from a hardware standpoint, you know, we just configure here and ship it down there and saves us a ton of trips and money and time and all that. So typically if I'm at a site, it's local and it's something stupid like today where I got to go fix a camera. But I'm at the CEO's house doing work more than I am at a yard, which I'll take that any day of the week because it's clean. It doesn't smell like, you know, garbage.
Oh, man, I remember when I used to work down at Warren DPW a lot, and they started, you know, with Public Works. They did the police and the fire apparatus. They would repair and even do installation and upfitting of the police vehicles, anyhow. We did the fire. But they decided to consolidate, right? And they started bringing all the garbage trucks into the in there along with the heavy mechanics to get them serviced. And oh, my God, that place was pleasant to work at. But then it just started smelling like garbage or maggots all the time. You know, the guys would have to hose them off and in the stink, and then in the summer when it got really hot, oh my God, that was, but you heard the term hot garbage? Yeah, that was it. And everybody had to smell it in the whole damn DPW yard, you know, garage. It's like, you know, when it got really hot and they nasty, you know, they got fans and they opened up the doors, but yeah, that was not cool.
No, it is such a distinct, sour, disgusting smell. I hate it, and I get a knot in my throat thinking about it, and I get to smell it today. And yeah, when you walk out in these places and you can feel the heat coming off the ground, that's when you know it's going to smell real bad. You know, the shops, same thing, we open the doors, blow fans out, and you're just not getting rid of that smell ever. So hopefully today's not too bad. I'll be outside kind of away from everything. It's a fuel tank camera, so at least I'm not in the shop or by any of the equipment. But I am going to jump out here. Yesterday was update. Last night was update, so I got to go set up a whole bunch of screens and all kinds of fun stuff. So I'm going to clear out, but I might be out here later in my commute. If not, have a good day. Have a good weekend. I'm sure I'll talk to you, and I'll listen out. N8DDF.
Okay, good timing. I'm docking the boat right now, so I'm here. Have fun. Plug your nose and power through. Talk to you a little later. NATVF from WAFU.
KKKKL.
W-A-E-A-P.
Hubba hubba.
Mobile monitoring.
NHAPP.
NHAPP.
Yeah, but today is a beautiful day. 21 right now. I just took my little quarter zip off. I'm wearing a t-shirt, working outside. I'm looking forward to it.
And I took my jacket off, but I got a long sleeve Carhartt on, so I just roll up the sleeves. Trying to stay cool. We'll see what happens as the day progresses.
I think if the sun came out, though, we'd probably hit 80 today.
We can only hope. Better weather to work outside in, just put it that way.
I didn't catch what you said because this stupid speaker mic is too quiet.
I'm talking quiet because I'm eating a milk jug. No, I said, what did I say? Well, at least it's better weather to work outside right now.
Yep, no doubt. I just hope the rain holds off. I think they were calling for it this evening, early evening. But I got to cut some trees down at my dad's, and I'm looking forward to it, but not if it's going to be raining.
Yeah, that one. Especially if you use an electric chainsaw, maybe.
No. It's a 50cc two-stroke.
The chainsaws. I got to get a new chain for mine. Cutting down some pallets last year, buzzing through it. Somebody decided to put a random nail in an area that I didn't expect it to be in. Drew dulled it within seconds.
Yep, I just put a new chain on mine and ordered some new felling dogs for it and whatnot. But I try to keep at least two chains per saw, and I got to take them in. I don't know where I should take them in, though. I think I'm going to take them to Lumberjack Shack. Speaking of, I got to call those guys. But, yeah, as long as they didn't jack it up too bad, they should be able to file it.
I saw sparks. I'm like, okay, moved over somewhere else, but I still dulled it enough. But, yeah, maybe I'll take them and get them sharpened. I got to find my other one. I had two of them. I have them both sharpened, that way I got them. I don't use it all that often, so it's not like a priority in my book in regards to getting it done.
Nope, I'm the same way. I use my saw helping other people more than I use it for myself. I burned through that last chain, cutting up all the timbers and garbage the farmer left on my property before we bought it. Now that that's gone, I don't know. I don't know what else I'm going to use it for other than cut down other people's trees.
If I sharpen the blade to put a new chain on it, then my wife's going to say, oh, you want to cut down that tree over there in the corner? No, not really. Because then if I cut it down, no, I got to chop it up. You won't let me chip it, so I got to do it. I got to prune it more or less. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah, the cleanup part sucks. It's fun taking it down, but then you gotta limb it all and bucket and get rid of it, and I don't want to deal with that either. That's what I did from all last weekend.
There's somebody else in there. Go ahead, please call.
Okay, are you guys might not be getting me. I'm on NXT.
You're readable. A little noisy, but you're in there. Are you at home?
I am in the wife's car and have one of those mag mount signal sticks on the roof with an AC. So just heard you guys chatting, left one store, on my way to the next one.
Must be nice to be off on holiday.
Anthony, I'm on an HP also, so you're in pretty good. It sounds like you're getting better.
Yeah, I'm currently moving towards the repeater. And Tom, it is nice to be off on a holiday. I was actually shocked to figure out that most people don't have this day off. I guess I've just been lucky and always had it off.
Yeah, we usually, every negotiations, we have to fight for what holidays we want off. You know, we want the same holidays as corporate does. But they're like, oh, well, you can't have that one. So we pick up a floating holiday in exchange for it. So sometimes there's pluses, sometimes there's negatives being in CDA.
Yeah, I didn't think that through coming over to this industry because there's really no holidays except for the major ones.
Well, I get Thanksgiving, and now we have the day after again off. For a while, we couldn't get it, so we could be off on Thursday, but work Friday, which was pointless. We had Christmas. We get New Year's. We don't get any Eve's off, though, which is no big deal. But, you know, we had the 4th of July Memorial Labor, you know, the regular mumbo-jumbo. We don't get President's Day, but we get MLK Day. That's the one that we traded for Good Friday. Don't know why, but okay, kind of thing. So I get 5 floating holidays, and I get 5 paid sick days, along with 5 weeks of paid vacation. So I'm not going to complain. KCKGO, go ahead, Anthony. I think we left them. Go ahead, Dakota.
Maybe he got a phone call. Yeah, no, I came over to this position, and I didn't really talk holidays at all, but I don't have a PTO, so it's a wash. I can take time off when I want.
You must be salary then.
I didn't catch that. What'd you say?
I said you must be salary, you know, set amount for the year, blah, 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 no OT. Work 50 hours, get paid for 40.
Correct. I have never, in my entire time working IT, 10 years, there's never been an hourly position.
I was salary for a family business, and I left that, and I've been hourly ever since. And it's,
half after 8, not after 40. Yep, that's a solid deal.
Yeah, I think Anthony's back. Go ahead if you're there, Anthony. Nope, that's done. Yeah, I do. It's 7.5 after 8. So, I get a straight 40 regardless if I have jobs or not. That's part of our contract. So if I only get jobs of the day, usually I'll go back to the office and get some type of training or just hang out there and put it as non-productive time is what they call it. But I still get paid my full 8.
I think my last hourly job I had, I was in college. Yes. I was working at Jimmy John's as a delivery driver. That was the last time I was hourly. Or since I graduated, it's been a base salary and whatever other BS they want to give me.
Well, you get a yearly bonus. I wouldn't complain.
There's definitely pros and cons to both. It really, I guess, it depends on the industry and the field too, right? And the rate. That's a big factor, but for me it works out because I can come and go as I please if and when I need to and things like that, and it all kind of works out if I don't want to, you know, I don't have to worry about banking stuff or PTO or any of that, but on the flip side, if I work a 50, 60-hour week, then I only get paid for 40, so that's a bummer in itself, but I don't know. I haven't had a 40-hour work week in many years, so I'm not all too worried about it.
Yeah, it's beneficial too, though, with having young kids. So if you already put your 40 in and Friday, you know, you're like, okay, I'm gonna take Friday off. I already got my 40 in. Then, yeah, I mean, it's like a give and take. Oh, got a phone call. Be right back. KKKGO.
Yep, I just pulled up to my yard, so I'm going to clear for a bit. NAPDF.
All right, don't work too hard. 73 KKKGO.
what happened to the big storm and winds and thunder that we're supposed to have. I see none of that.
ABATR, testing 1-2. Anybody out there?
Specify where you're at. Are you on a node? Are you on FBI repeater?
Hey, yeah, I'm on my phone right now, but I'm showing somebody the, you know, the All-Star stuff.
Okay, yeah, I was just scanning and I just didn't know where you were, but I see that you're over here on the FBI. So to your friend that you're demonstrating, I am talking from an HT around 23 in car to a repeater in Mount Clemens, which is then going over the internet, and Phil is connected with his phone into the All-Star network and able to talk out here.
Okay, Dave, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Talk to you later. ABPR out.
And your audio sounds good. Talk to you later. KF8S.
ABPR, NAWPR. ABPR, NAWZL. Nothing heard. NAWZL.
KF8S, did your goodie bag show up today?
No, out for delivery. I am on a both 17R plus. Got from Radiodity. They had like a buy one, get one. ended up being like $20 a piece. It came with like the larger antenna. I don't know, I'm a sucker for the deals with these HTs.
You gotta have quite the collection now.
Yeah, some of them I broke though. So, you know, even though I have all these HTs, some of them I've like taken them apart and taken out of and stuff like that. So, but like having the way I look at it is like these radios cost as much almost as a meal.
It's not a terrible way to look at it. I mean, they're kind of, their purpose is as a disposable radio, for the most part at least. I still have not even touched, what is it, that giant one. Did you buy that one? Is it the UV25? The 10-watt monstrosity?
I did not. Eric bought it, though, and he put a... can't remember. He put a 2x4 on the top of it, just as a joke. And, or... I don't remember what he used. He had a picture of it once. If he's out here, he's lurking, he can tell you what he did.
I did something similar with that FBB1 or whatever, the Comet antenna that's like 16 inches tall. I did it as a joke, but it actually worked pretty darn good. Give me 1 second, pulling in the ATM. They literally could not make these ATMs any smaller.
Where, you had an actual bank, or you just like gas station or
something? I'm at the Chase at 16 and Mound, because I got to go pick up my gear at 19 and Merrill.
I don't know how I've done this, but I have not had to use an ATM in years. I've been, I guess if you're doing cash deals, you have to, but everything I do is like contactless or credit cards, but I get funny looks when I didn't tip at the airport. Well, I don't have any. Yeah, I think it's going to be
like. You're
your picket fencing a little bit, Dave, but yeah, I'm the same way. I cannot stand having cash, using cash, carrying cash, getting cash. I just don't. I pay for everything on my watch, and I hate sounding like a millennial, but the sheer convenience of double-tapping a button on my watch and touching it to the reader, I just don't understand why anyone would want to count cash.
Yep, I've been through the transition. I've done it the old way. I used to be a cashier. I used to have to count cash and all that stuff. And then to the convenience phase, we are behind Europe in the sense that everything over there is pretty much contactless. Like when you go through the subway, you know, the readers and all that stuff. I've gone back to using my phone now instead of my watch. Like, the watch is nice, but sometimes, like, I already have my phone out, you know, so I might as well just put the phone up to the thing. And now the things will automatically, like, you don't even have to do the double tap method. It's just you put it up to the reader, and then it looks for your face, and then it pays that way.
I saw that this morning when I was getting gas. I'll have to try that next time. But it said, like, hold your phone here for Apple something or another. It wasn't Apple Pay, but it was, like, some other Apple thing. And I think it's what you're talking about, where it's, like, an NFC, and it's like, oh, yeah, they want money. Pay them.
Yeah, I've tried that. That thing doesn't work. Is it a Exxon Mobil gas station by chance?
Yes, it is. The only place I get gas.
Well, if that's your only place you get gas, you should get their app. It's with their app. You basically sit in your car and say, I'm at this gas station and I want to activate pump number 5 and I want to pay. And then it activates the pump, and it uses the card in your app.
Do I get any rewards, though? Because I'm a creature of habit, so I pull up, I turn the truck off, I get out, I double tap the button, start pumping, and then I go inside and I get my morning caffeine fix, and then I come back out, it's almost done pumping, and then I rack it and I go. So if it takes too long, or there's no benefit to it, it's going to be a tough sell for me.
I think it does have rewards, and it will give you rewards where you can get, like, your free coffee every once in a while, you know, stuff like that, since you go in.
All right, I'll check it out. But, like I said, I'm as quick and as efficient as I can be in the morning. I just want to get my stuff and get on the road because 53 is a sensitive beast 5 minutes earlier or later when it comes to traffic.
Yeah, I would say it's like anything else. The first time you use the app, it's going to be like learn how the app's quirks work. But then after you've done it once, it's pretty much like automatic brain muscle memory.
So what benefit is ExxonMobil gaining by having people, I mean, I get the fast food side of things right, and it's like, you know, you can't mess it up. If it's not right, it's the customer's fault, but, like, what are they gaining for gas? I feel like we've had this conversation. If we have, I apologize.
I don't think you and I have had this conversation, but my brother-in-law, he's all into, like, statistics and stuff like that. He used to work for Meijer, and he was saying that they would track people, and, you know, this goes to, like, do you want to be tracked or not? They would track people's purchases, and they would personalize their coupons, and they would also get an idea of, we need to stock certain items in the store because this is really popular. But I think it's more data mining. So their benefit to them is they're getting data on you as a person, and as are you a repeat customer, things like that. They also track by credit card, so even if you try to, like, I'm going to be off the grid and all that stuff, if you're swiping the same card all the time, that's an ID in their database that they can track you with, so you can't get away from it. The only way you're going to get away with not being tracked is to pay cash, I guess.
double there. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's not like they can't. I don't know. I use the Apple credit card for literally every single purchase. The only time I use my debit card is like when I just went to the ATM right there. But I don't know if, I think they're through Goldman Sachs. I don't know that they sell data or whatnot. But yeah, I mean, everything's traceable, right, if they needed to.
It's a trade-off. You're giving them something, and they're giving you something as an incentive to do it. So you're getting discounts and things like that. The people that aren't using it are going to be paying the full price. So there's no benefit. It's kind of like they're forcing you into doing it, but you don't have, you know, like you said, you don't have to do it and all that stuff. But and then, you know, you as a consumer, you can double dip. You know, I'm going to use my Amazon credit card when I go buy gas, right? So I'm using the Amazon Prime card to get gas. I'm also using the mobile app to get whatever discounts I can get out of there. So, and there's a Prime truck that is driving by me here on 23 Mile Road.
In this day and age, you got to get every discount you can. Everything's so damn expensive. Give me a couple of minutes here. I got to run in and pick up this deer. NADDS, I'll be back.
KFADS, it's nice weather outside. KF8S, TV18. What's going on, Dave? Not much. Just kind of standing on the deck outside watching the cars go by. And how am I in the repeater, by the way? Is this horrible, okay, or what?
It's okay.
It's far from horrible. It's a little staticky, but I'm downtown Rochester, so that might be on my end as well. But you're totally readable. It's fine. You mentioned the weather. I just got my hair cut, and I said, you know what? Maybe I'll walk around downtown Rochester and just walk a little bit, since that's healthy. And all of a sudden, it started raining on me. I didn't know there was going to be rain, but it's raining in Rochester. Okay, yeah, I can smell a little bit of the rain in the air, or the, what do you call it? It's got like a misty smell. So I think it's coming my way too, but right now it's dry here in Macomb, and the clouds are moving pretty quickly, not like tornado type clouds, but just, you know, normal large wind.
Yeah, I think the 70-degree part of the day gets here around 5 o'clock, so that'll be nice. Give us a little teaser for what's to come. I heard you talk to him. Did he say he's running in to get his deer?
How did he do that?
Welcome back, and Dave in downtown Rochester, like a little picketed fencing, kind of. Stuff like that, you know. Is it raining where you're at, Dakota?
It's sprinkling in Sterling Heights right now, but not too bad.
K8, are you H?
Go ahead, Anthony. Is it raining where you are?
I am in Roseville on Gratiot, and it is beginning to sprinkle.
Still running errands?
Yeah, I was at stop number 3, and that one took a long time. I went and I was at my dad's fish market for about an hour. Now I'm headed home to unload, and then I'll hop in my car and go to the gun shop for the fun errand. I don't know if I'm buying anything, so let's not get excited, but we'll see what happens.
So is everybody kind of taking a short day today or off?
Nope, I just had to run down to my Sterling Heights yard, which was convenient because I had to go to 19 and Merrill to get my deer. But I had to go fix the camera on a fuel tank, and then now I'm heading back to the office.
I am off today. I'm one of the lucky ones. And rain update is I'm at crash it in 696 headed southbound, and it is raining now.
I'm off today. KZAP. I just said that for Dave. Hey, Dakota. I heard you say you were running in for a deer. Nice. Was that one of the ones you got off the apple orchard?
It is. I haven't eaten one from there yet, but I'm very excited considering it lives on apples and vegetables.
Nice. And hi, Anthony. Haven't talked in a while. Go ahead, Dave.
Yep, I just felt the first sprinkle, so it's on its way here. That's okay. I just cut the grass yesterday. I need some water. So there you go. So I'll be back in a bit. I'm going to switch radios. KFADA.
You know, if it's raining, it means I don't have to do yard work. So I'm hoping for a good downpour, and then the sun comes out, and we can enjoy good weather.
Yeah, I would like to be outside for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I think later this afternoon I'm going to meet up with Greg and we'll do some stuff. I'm not sure what that is yet, but...
I missed the end of what you said, Dave. Where are you guys going? Are you guys going to Bald Mountain?
We don't know yet. Man, I sure wish Stony Creek was a state park, because that's, I don't know, maybe 6 minutes away from me, and it's probably 10 to 15 from Greg. It would just be perfect. But I don't know that we're going to go to Bald Mountain. That's about 35 minutes for him. It's only about 15 for me. And Wesley is closer for him, about 35 minutes for me. But Wesley is just, there's nothing there, you know. It's a parking lot, and that's about it. So it's kind of a bummer. And then Bloomer Park, I think, used to be a state park at the end of John R. Road. But it's just, I don't know what that is now, a city park or something. So I'm not sure what we're doing, but we'll be talking radio stuff and just hanging out.
Very cool. I think Bloomer is a Rochester city park.
Yeah, you got to blame Ryan. He got the city to buy it back from the state. He captured the state. No, I don't know if he... I'm just kidding.
That's a good one to blame on him, though. Perfect. Hey, guys, I'm pulling in the garage, so thanks for letting me break in. I just wanted to say hi to you. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. So have a good one, 73 to all of you. Dakota, go ahead.
Good talking to you, Dave. Hopefully talk soon here. I don't hear you out here much, man. Don't be a stranger. Go ahead, Anthony.
Well, it's still raining, but it looks like it's lightening up. The sky is lightening up in color to the west. So maybe it was just a quick sprinkle we got going here. I don't know.
Well, I just came from west of where you are, and I'm heading east, and it's still raining.
Yeah, but I'm dramatically further south than you are.
Where did you say you were? 16? Or no, I was on 16. Where are you?
I am at 9 in Gratiot right now, about to turn on to 9 Mile heading east.
Oh, you're in the hood.
You've been to my house. You know I live on the outskirts of the hood.
I know. I've got to give you a hard time. I work with a couple of people from GP, and I give them the same treatment.
Yeah, there is a big weather system around Michigan. Oh, boy. I think mostly up north of Flint and stuff is going to get it.
Man, I thought I was going to get to play with my chainsaw again today, and now I don't think it's going to happen.
I do think it's supposed to clear up later, so you still have a fighting chance.
Yeah, this stuff should push out of our area. Like I said, it's like north of us, and it's like moving like a northwesterly. So I think it'll
It'll probably clear up by this afternoon.
Well, fingers crossed. My wife works all weekend, so this will be the only afternoon that I can get out and partake in any sort of shenanigans.
KE8 TSM.
Go ahead, TSM. It's a party deviant here. Yeah, there's a warm front pushing in. That's what's giving us the nice 70-something. Once it goes through, it'll probably be rain on Sunday.
Dakota, you just gotta drag those kids outside with you and let them go feral, and then they'll want to go outside, and you'll be able to do whatever you want all the time with them.
See, for normal kids, that makes sense. The problem is mine are already feral, so all they do is just go walk into the ditches and the mud, pick up dead animals, things like that.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do, and then you hose them off when they want to come back inside. It's totally fine.
When the big kids are napping, when the big kids are outside and the little dude's napping, 100%, but the little dude, he's still too little, unfortunately. But I got to run to the gas station and buy some ice for this cooler, so I'll be back.
Go ahead, Davian.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm driving up north, so it looks like I'm driving into all the weather. It's like on and off here on 75. So we'll see. It's supposed to be nicer up north, though.
Hopefully you get a nice weekend.
Yeah, that's where all the rain is right now. It's on the western side and it's crossing, but it should clear out. By the time you get up there and settled in, it looks like it might clear up.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a clear day tomorrow. Me and the boys are going to go chase turkeys, see if we can get some. And probably Sunday morning, and we'll come home Sunday afternoon, something like that.
Are there typically a lot of turkeys around your place?
Yeah, there's not exactly around the cabin, but, you know, within 20 minutes drive, but, yeah, there's turkey everywhere up there. They're fairly easy to come by. With it being Easter weekend, I don't expect the birds to be pressured by hunters or anything. I think it'll be a low turnout here this weekend. Hopefully that's the case.
I can honestly say I've hit more turkeys with my truck than I have here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they're prevalent everywhere. There was a turkey in the median at 14 and Stevenson the other day. So, I think they're everywhere.
Yeah, by my office in Livonia, where I work, they got all kinds of them running around the parking lot all the time. Usually, like, traveling two or three at a time, right in the middle of all these commercial buildings. But, yeah, I think I've gotten birds up there the last 3 years, so they're definitely up there. And, we kind of got everything figured out, so hopefully we'll get on one quick. Got the boys will be doing most of the hunting here this year, so I'm going to try to get them into some birds.
All right, guys, I'm going to clear back at the office, so I'll catch you all later. But I'll talk to you. Happy Easter and 7-3-NACDF.
Catch you later, Davian. KF8S. I'm sorry, Dakota. Yeah, just sprinkling over here, so looking sit outside in it.
Yeah, I'm hoping tonight we get some bonfire weather. Things are a little bit clear for that. It looks like it. It's like sun and rain in the forecast, so hopefully everything's isolated. Yeah, we'll see. At least it's a little bit warm out, so that's good. Yeah, I didn't bring any POTA gear with me. I figure I'm going to concentrate on the turkey, and that's it. So, I'm going to set that for the goal for this weekend. KE8, CFM.
A bonfire. Spitfire sounds fantastic. Now that you said that, you got me thinking I might have a fire in the backyard this evening. K8RUH.
Yeah, I got the hopefully get the bonfire, and then I got a bag of cigars with me, so we'll see. Hopefully it works out.
What general area is the cabin? Where are you going, approximately?
We're basically west of Mayo. So basically drive into Mayo, and then we're on Miller Road or North Sound River Road, depending where you're at. We're about, 15 minutes outside of Mayo, so. Yeah, it's a nice, good area. Not too bad of a drive. Yeah, we have the cabin. 13. We got it with my wife's brother. It's a good way for us up there. Deer is pretty good. And 13, there's plenty of them.
That's awesome. Do you do any trout fishing in that stretch of river over there by Mayo?
Not as much as I'd like to. I fly fish, and I did it quite a bit, but then once the kids came along, I kind of put it to the side, and I haven't made a lot of time to go out there because it's, we're usually tied up with other stuff. But we occasionally go out there and fly fish, and I've never caught anything but small rainbow trout here and there. But my oldest son, both of them actually tried to fly rod, and they can cast it. And so we did it a little bit last year. We'll probably do a lot more this year of fly fishing.
That's awesome. I love fly fishing. I don't get up there enough. I get up a few times a year and fish up there, but we've been steelheading locally, and it's already been a good year. A lot of years I don't get a lot of fishing in. I think this year I'm going to try to get a lot in, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I love it up in that area.
Yeah, really the real reason I don't fly fish for now is because I bought the boat, so I generally now I spend less time up north and more time on Lake St. Clair fishing. So, yeah, it's just tough to be in the two spots at once. So that definitely puts a damper on the up north fishing for sure.
Yeah, I would imagine having a boat down here locally would make it less enticing to go up and go fishing.
Yeah, and if we do go up there fishing, it's generally with our, we do a lot of kayak fishing.
Still hear me, but I am pulling up at the house, so I will catch up with you soon. I'll be back on the road in a little bit. I'll call out if you guys are still out there. We'll chat again, but this is K8RUH. I'll be clear on your final. Have a great day and a safe trip. Good luck turkey hunting.
Blood pressure coming down in a normal zone.
Oh.
So I've got the programming cable, the three pucks, and a PC that I wanna put this stuff on that I know is modern and networkable and all that good stuff. So it all works out, and then that way all the stuff will be there at the shop. Won't have to count on anybody's personal private computer for this software.
All right, so you're all going out to get lunch.
Well, Paul stormed off. He was upset, and he didn't throw a dish at me, but he did storm off. But Wally and I are going to get some fish.
Well, I got my fish sandwich right next to me, and I'm headed back to the house right now. It's downpouring.
Yeah, he was trying to point out that connector gender thing to me, and I was not getting it. And then after I doubled down on, no, it's got to be this one. You know, he just went, you know, threw the connector bench and threw his hands up and said, I'm out of here. So, because I failed to recognize he was trying to steer me straight on that connector.
You checked your sugar lately?
Oh, I wasn't being mean or dickish or anything. I was just kind of going, no, I need this one. You know, I was disagreeing emphatically. You know, it's like, no, I got the right connector, you know. And, you know, so I was just doubling down, you know, it's just, I wasn't getting it, and I had the wrong gender.
I don't think you can misgender anybody anymore, you know, that's a hate crime. Although, I heard the UK Supreme Court kind of ruled what a woman was.
Did they now? Did they manage to do it without using the word woman?
Yep. They basically said what we've known for centuries, so.
Well, let's not forget, there's the there's sex and there's gender. They are two different things, but I maintain one matters for things legal and regulatory, and one does not. One is more of a social construct, so they should be treated as such. That's why I don't believe marriage should be codified by state law. I think that that's ridiculous. If people want to define it as a very specific thing, like one man, one woman, or, you know, or something like that, well, then get it out of, you know, then marriage is not something for legal system. Legal system should, when you go to the court, or for the purpose of legality, it should be a contract, you know, and what do they call that, I used to know the name, but, you know, not a marriage. Marriage, if you want to go get married, you know, in the Catholic Church, too, that's fine, and we'll recognize that as a civil union, but really the important thing is the civil union.
Yeah, you're betting your life and all your possessions that you're going to have your worldly possessions, but, you know, oh, I get that. Love, to me, it's always love. If two men or two women or three men or five women want to be as unhappy as the rest of us, quote-unquote, street folk, have at it.
Yep. Yeah, the only thing that should be legal, is all my point is that the only thing that should be legally recognized is a civil union. And
you know, they can say, there are many ways you can do that, a Jewish marriage ceremony, a Christian marriage ceremony, an Islamic marriage ceremony, we don't care how you do it, but ultimately what's on file with the clerk is a civil union that has legal, gravitas, and then everybody can define marriage the way their specific sect wants. Good for you.
Exactly. All right, I'm back into the driveway, and I see lightning to my west. Woohoo! I'm gonna run in really quick. Go eat my food. W8FSF.
Okie dokie. Yeah, we're not far. We're gonna go down to one of our favorite little watering holes and get some fish and pretty much do the same ourselves. And then sometime later today, I'll get that thing fired up and all that. And if we want to putz around with the pucks, get them ready to go. And then right now I'm hangry and agitated and done with it for now, but who knows what tomorrow will bring. But it's going to be after. I'll get up and I'll do breakfast with the boys, and then whether I feel like coming up here to monkey around with anything remains to be seen. I just don't think I want to pull Poe down here. All right, I'm gabbing while you're sitting in the driveway. Sorry about that. Go ahead. W8FU.
No, it's fine. I think I'm going to just go upstairs and put my feet up for the rest of the day, so I can tell you, hey, message me online. I won't be here. I won't be near the bridge. So. Alright. I'm
going to
get wet.
WFSM. I heard a little bit of a call in there after Fred cleared. Not the whole call, so I can't. I could guess, but why do that? Who was it?
Oh, it was just me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I heard AV. That's all I heard. Couldn't hear the rest. So I assume that Phil would be much more articulate and loud.
Are you saying I'm not articulate and loud?
Yeah, it is kind of what I'm saying.
Maybe I like to be quiet.
But that's okay, Lance. We know and accept it.
Getting dark up here.
Yeah, so I heard. Down here, it looks like there's a little precipitation on the concrete, but nothing really, doesn't look like my car had a drop on it. So, very, very little down here. Must be up your way, at least for now.
Yeah, there's a big system coming through. I mean, the bulk of it's north of us, but yeah, we're getting a nice good hit.
So it's north of you.
GFM.
It's really north of us. So, all right, I got to make a phone call here, and then I will be at our destination. So be safe, and we'll catch you in a little bit. W8FU.
Hey, I'm going to feed my face here. Hey, BMI.
I heard you and McDavian. Yeah,
all the rain is in Mount Morris. It is torrential downpour here on 75. It's really bad, actually. So it started here. I'm driving through the belly of it right now.
Yeah, last I looked at the weather map, it was this big blob over northern Michigan, and like yellow in the center, and it almost looks like kind of like a crater, green on the outside, orange, yellow in the inside. But it was moving across the upper lower peninsula, so it should clear out. We're not getting it down here. We're at like that
that green area, like, a, you know, if you imagine a, just imagine a circle around the northern Michigan, and it's pushing it out as that warm front pushes up from Indiana.
Yeah, it looks like by the time I get to Mayo, it'll be, we'll be definitely be through it, so that's good. Yeah, this is that early rain we need, so that's good. It'll be better tomorrow, and just driving today, so we'll let Mother Nature get it all out of her system right now, and I think she is.
Yep, yeah, we're at that time of the year where the there's like a tug of war with north and south, right? North and south, even west. Out of curiosity, just like the last couple weeks, like when we had all that cold weather, it was just dipping all the way down to Texas and then back up.
BOT.
What was that call? I missed it. K8RUH, Anthony.
Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray, KD8DAX Mobile. We're just heading by, I don't know, we're over here in East Lansing. I don't know what road we're even on. We're heading up Hagedorn Road here in East Lansing. Just left my work in Okemos and heading up to Trader Joe's on Grand River. What are you up to this fine day?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out in the garage, cleaning some stuff up. Just enjoying this nice day.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. What, whereabouts is that at then? So you're at your QTH? Stopped in the middle of a crosswalk.
am. I'm in Grosse Pointe Woods in on the east side of the state.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm on a repeater. I think it's in Dansville, so I'm guessing it's maybe connected to another repeater over there by you then on the east side, unless you're getting all the way to Dansville that well. But I believe this one that I'm on, GD8IFI, is in Dansville, but I know it does connect it to other repeaters or systems frequently. But yeah, the weather is beautiful. The car says it's 72 outside.
Yeah, I'm on the repeater in Warren, part of the FBI network. And it's also tied into the Central Michigan network. You must be on one of their repeaters as part of Central Michigan. So it's always cool to hear people that are on these connected repeaters and this far apart using UHF and VHF. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I was figuring if you're that far away, I was guessing you, it says no turn on red. There's a sign up there. So yeah. So I was figuring must be interconnected with some other repeaters. So, yep. Yeah, the linked repeaters are always cool. The technology's cool. Well, sometimes they're linked with RF backhauls. Sometimes they're linked with internet connections and, you know, just whatever. It's just cool, and there's a bunch of them all linked together. But, yeah, it's working good. Sounding good. You're getting good and get over here to East Lansing. Anyways, so. But yeah, I think we're about to pull into Trader Joe's here, so I'll go ahead and cut you loose. I appreciate the comeback. And enjoy the beautiful weather and the garage project. Hopefully that all goes well for you. 73s, KD8DAX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray. Zach from Rainbow Lake, we'll be clear on yours.
Great talking to you, Zach. Again, this is Anthony, KE8RUH. And it was good talking to you also. I will catch up with you soon, hopefully. Enjoy the day and enjoy, I think you said you were going to Trader Joe's. We'll catch up with you soon, 73.
Now we're actually pulling into Hobby Lobby now, and then we're going to Trader Joe's, I guess. We've got a Hobby Lobby edition. The wife has some crafty project, so we're going to Hobby Lobby, and then Trader Joe's, and then I'm going to get a repeater on the way home. So, yep, 73s, have a good one. KDADX, we'll be clear.
W8FSM from W8FU.
I didn't hear if you're coming on the node or on the repeater.
I am RF. How is the new toy?
Talking on it right now. How does it sound?
You sound a little snowy, but I imagine you're walking around with a rubber duck inside.
Hold on, I'm trying to actually hear that. I wasn't hearing anything. No, let me hear Dave.
Oh, yep, I missed it. Yep, a little bit. Not bad, just solid, but I missed it. Is that the new one, Dakota?
I'll let Dave disclose what he's working with.
I'm actually asking about what radio you're on.
Oh, I'm still on the 75. Tracking, I don't know, it's UPS said it's scheduled for delivery tomorrow, but it has not updated. It just says we have your package in Nevada, so I don't think I'm getting that anytime soon.
All right, let's try this. I'm shitty local RF now. I didn't know if you were on the repeater on the node, and this thing wasn't obvious.
Oh, no, you're loud now.
Yeah, I'm talking on the same radio that Dakota has, Sean.
Oh, you have a D75?
On this thing. Yeah, no, I don't know why I pulled the trigger. I just like, you know what, it's like I don't have any Kenwood equipment. I think that was the reason why.
That's a big pull, man. But, Suey, I'm not real fond of the audio. It's got a kind of a character about it I could get used to, but it's not what I'm used to hearing out of you. It's lacking a little presence or something in the upper register. I can't quite put my finger on it. It's not bad. It's not, I can't say it's low or maybe lacks some high end or something, but it's more kind of like a, I'm not, maybe communications grade, but it's not the best I've ever heard you.
Yeah, I gotta play with the, there's a lot of settings for the transmit audio, so I think, like, I can adjust the bass and the treble and all that stuff and see what it sounds like. I gotta go get my phone at some point and, monitor my stuff. I know how I should sound, so I'll get the phone out, a little bit later and, adjust things.
Hey, there's a double there. Yeah, I don't know how I describe it. Just a little murky or something, lacking a little detail in the upper registers or something. Just, you know, it's fine. It's clear. It's nice volume, nice amplitude and, you know, all that. But just lacks a little clarity in the upper registers. So what were you saying, Dakota? You guys were doubling.
I just said 2, and then number 1, 2, 2. It takes you to the gain setting. I was just curious where you're at, because you sound hot to me, but I'm listening on a speaker mic.
It might be on your end. I don't think he's hot. I mean, I'd want to listen to it a little bit more, but I don't feel he's hot.
Oh, you know what? I'm on UMP. That's why. Hold on.
You said menu 1, 2, 2. I don't know what that. I pressed that and it was like SSB receive.
Okay, maybe I don't remember the number off the top of my head. Hold on. Menu 1, 1, 2. My bad.
Yeah, it said on medium. What should it be?
Put it on low for giggles.
All right, this is low. Low sensitive, mic sensitivity.
Sean, you notice any difference?
Well, I'm going to say I didn't notice, but I wasn't in a critiquing mode, so I wouldn't put a lot of faith in my evaluation.
Well, just for fun, I put it on high. Is it worse or better or same or no different?
The sensitivity of how much noise it needs to pick up, I don't know, because when I messed with that, Sean said I had a bunch of background noise. There is a whole bunch of different frequency tuning, though, which I imagine you will find and tinker with and get that thing dialed in.
Yep. Like I said, if I get my phone out, it almost is like pure all-star audio. Basically, whatever comes into the node and then, you know, to my ears, that'll probably work really good. I put it on high, but I've got a lot of car noise in the background. I don't know if you hear that.
Yeah, at this point, I'd say you're probably too hot, you know, not hot, but overly sensitive. I wouldn't run it there. I liked where you were. I think you were fine. I mean, go to, you know, is it got, I don't know what the settings are. Is it high, medium, low? Go back to the lowest one now, just to give it the extreme.
All right, this is on low sensitivity. Low sensitivity testing. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. Low sensitivity.
Yeah, honestly, you get away with all three, but on high sensitivity, you're picking up background noise that's unnecessary. You know, you've got plenty of audio here, so you could leave it here if you wanted. But that's sensitivity, so, you know, that's just how much, that should be how much you're picking up. You know, just, it shouldn't change your deviation. So you shouldn't be overly hot. It's supposed to be a matter of how much crap you're picking up. But you could run it there just fine. You know, and then monkey with that equalization stuff you said, just to try to make it a little brighter, and I think you'll be golden.
So, is there variation unit to unit, or is it the EQ, I mean, does it have a general tune on it for the masses, or how does that work?
Well, I looked at the settings briefly. I'm not touching them. It's all flat right now. But I can adjust, like, the 3.2 kilohertz range, you know, the mid-range, the low range. I can adjust all those by plus and minus.
Yeah, when you get a chance, just bump the 3.2K up just a little bit. I'd like to see how that does.
All right, I bumped it up plus 2. It can go up to zero, between 0 and 3, so this is plus 2.
Yeah, I think that's a lot closer to you. That's kind of what I'm used to hearing.
And then, of course, you put an external mic on and it all changes again. So but I wonder if it's because you're hearing me on a real radio instead of like a Bofang microphone, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fine. We are, you know, we're being, you know, nitpicky. You're fine, and if this is where you sounded, you in a couple of hours, you wouldn't even hear, you know, the difference. But you know, just more than anything, it just sounds a little different than I'm used to hearing you. And yeah, it could be very well that you're on a node, you know, generally. You know, as opposed to coming in through off the air, you know, through a repeater. So that could have something to do with it as well. So, but no problem. Right now, you're golden. You can lock it down and be happy.
Yeah, I will say it's a lot lighter than I expected it to be. I was expecting it to be a little bit heavier radio, but it's not bad. Lighter than a lot of the Bofangs as well. But it's only an 1800. Battery, so you know you're probably gonna have to carry more than one, you know, the battery, and then you're gonna probably have to carry a spare or two.
So, how's the audio on this bad rascal? Hello, check one, check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's got some raspiness to it.
Rasputin, the Butin, let down your rubber duck. Hello, check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is your favorite radio, the FT5M.
Well, you could probably bump the mic gain down a little bit. What is it set to right now?
Oh, no clue. I just grabbed it from the charger and figured I'd try it for a change. I haven't been on it in, God, months. So, But I'm going to turn it off now and put it back in the charger where it belongs.
I don't get why Sean sounds totally fine on an F-5, and then when you and I get on it, we sound like we have a close in on our nose.
Yeah, it's just, it's probably the tone of our voice. And but I can barely hear fringes of it, of like the bright, like what we sounded like on the, but his voice doesn't get murdered like ours does. I don't know why. That's why everybody, all these other folks that love their FT5, they're like, yeah, my voice is no problem on it.
Okay, here's another one. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What do you think of this one?
Is that your $8,000 Motorola?
No, it's the ID51. It's the ICOM E-Star handheld.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you still have it. Yeah, it sounds all right. It's got more of a lower tone. Like it's what do you call it? It's bringing the lower tones of your voice. Not bad. But that's what I noticed out of it compared to the other one.
Okay, one last radio to try here. Everybody's favorite, the Champ. Down for the count. Hello, check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's the Anytone 878.
I think you sound good on anything. I think you just have that radio voice, that no matter what radio you pick up, it sounds fine.
Well, I was once told I have a face made for radio, so.
So how does this radio compare to the Kenwood? I'll tell you what radio it is in a moment, but how does this sound?
Pretty similar to me. Pretty similar. I'm thinking maybe, if anything, maybe similar before I had you bump up that 3200.
Yeah, this is a $20 whole thing.
About not being used to Dave on RF.
Oops, I doubled. I said this is a $20 Bofang.
Oh, man, that's right. We got to get Mr. Bofang in there. Mr. Bofang, hello, check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Of course, I'm listening on the wrong radio. Try again.
Yeah, I had to do the same. This is, which one is this? Hold on. This is actually a Redivis. I don't know. Whatever those Redivises are, we bought RT30 or something. Not the 3Ss that you guys are into. These were the 2 for 30 or something. Analog only Redivises. I use these a lot with the as a microphone for the node.
Yep, the RT85. I think that's the one that you hooked up to your monitor to see that they were clean, and you liked it because of that.
There you go. Well, you know, the real way to do this is to do it on Simplex. Make sure that you got full quieting, so you're not taking any of that in account, and you know, and then go through them and all, and because you know the repeaters can be coloring things for sure. So, but I mean, everything I've heard from either one of you is fine. You know, it's like we are definitely nitpicking here. Just to be clear, and I figured I'd get in on the game since I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 brands of radios sitting immediately to my right. I got more handhelds than that here, but 5 distinct brands. So I got big 3. No, I don't have a Kenwood. I do not have a Kenwood handheld, so I can't help you there.
I'll put it on your bucket list if you find a really good deal. I was riding my bike.
Who cares?
Down the street. I got some pictures I gotta post at some point, but
they're doing some interesting things at the end of the subdivision. But anyways, I drove there by this one house, and they've got two Teslas in the driveway. They got one on the charger and one not on the charger. I'm wondering if they're like what we do with our radios. It's like, well, when one Tesla's out of battery, you drive the other one.
W8EA? Sorry.
Good afternoon, Eric.
Hello, Eric.
No.
There you go.
I can put this on hold
for a minute there.
Hello, everyone.
Was that Dakota in there checking out an HT? This is KE4ZYQ.
I'm in here, but it was KF8S checking out his new HT.
The reason I ask is I can record you through your email, QRZ, a recording of how it sounded, if you want to hear it.
I appreciate it, but I know how this radio sounds. I'll leave that up to Dave. I don't know if he records stuff too or not, but yeah, I've had this radio for a bit, so I think I got it where I want it.
Oh, it sounded pretty good there, readable. I'll leave it that. Have a good weekend. Good Easter weekend. KE4ZYQ there.
I want to get the audio cleared up before the repeater, so I'm gonna just do those experiments first, and then I'll deal with the repeater. But yeah, no, don't worry about it. I have ways to record it and things like that. I could use the other radio and things like that.
And of course, don't forget everything we say here is recorded. So I could always you could say, hey, could you pull the stream from around 3 o'clock?
Someone is always listening.
It's good to get
two
or three different receive sites, base stations, or whatever, able to check out the sound. At least that's what I found. But yeah, good to hear you guys out there again. Have a good weekend. I'll just say 73 from KE4ZYQ.
All right, have a good weekend, Joe. And I heard you, Dakota, have a good weekend. I'm sure we'll talk at some point. And all that good stuff. So, yeah, like I said, I'll tweak this thing offline. It just barely got out of the package, so it's got a lot of settings. All right, I'm gonna clear out just to get dinner situated, but I'll be listening. KF8S.
NHKPP. W8EAP. KF8S. W8EAP.
WFSS.
Go ahead.
Sean. WFUWFSS.
KF8ERC,
WADAB.
KFADS
WAW. That was real noisy, but I think, I'm not sure, but I think I might have caught KFADS in the noise.
Yep, I'm bumped at the high power at 24 on Romeo plane.
Roger, I can hear you now. Noise, but I can hear you now. I assume you're on 2-6, or which one you on?
Yeah, I'm on Warren just because I don't have the other one in my PMG scan thing.
All right, well, you sounded quite good on that last one, but who knows. Anywho, just out and about, I'm going to go run some equipment out to the Mount Clemens site, and go by the shop and hook up some equipment at the shop, and that'll probably be it for me for the weekend. I looked at my agenda for tomorrow. I've got something I have an obligation. So I won't have any time to monkey with anything tomorrow, and Sunday's Easter, so I figure I'll get a little bit done tonight and call it a day.
Yeah, I'm eating pizza. Yeah, I'm not going to do anything the rest of the weekend, hopefully. Looking at all the land that they're clearing where they could put houses, right? All these farms that are being basically killed. But probably the families don't want to run the farm anymore.
Yeah, it's good, you know, good meaningful work. Yeah, nobody wants to do it. A lot of hard work and pay all that well. And then when you consider how much you can sell off the property for, well, you never have to work again.
This is true. I thought Eric was going to be out here. He was not on the radio after work, but maybe he's probably already home.
So who all made Culver's yesterday? I heard you and Don and Jack, maybe Eric. I wasn't sure if Eric was making it or not.
Yeah, it was Eric's idea. Well, Eric was going to do a bunch of errands, basically, and I go, why don't we just invite everybody to Culver's and you can just go one place. So John was there, Jack was there, Captain Don made it out, I was there. Eric was there, yeah. So, not a big... Oh, yeah, Gary was there, too. Yeah, Gary showed up, so... We'll have to do it again, because it seems to be, like, a good location for the Northerners.
Yeah, with sufficient heads up, I'd do that. It's not a big deal. I don't mind driving. But, a regular restaurant's not a bad idea, either. We can actually get a big table, sit down for a while. So either way, but Culver's got good chow. I like that. We went to that Steakhouse 21 or 22 or whatever the hell it was that one time. That wasn't bad. But that's a little highfalutin.
Yeah, well, I was thinking maybe we'd go to that. There's that big cow outside of the, or is it a bull? I don't know. There's a like place by Dakota. There's like a big cow. We should go out. We should go make a trip out there one time too. But I don't know. It was just random, right time at the right place. We had to exchange some stuff. John had printed out some 3D printed some stuff for the ATS-25, which is like that little shortwave listener. And I think Eric needed to return some radios to Jack, so it all worked out.
Oh yeah, no, that's the best way to do it, over a burger or something. Yep, heck yeah.
so. But, yeah, next time I'll pay attention. I've been really trying to, you know, when I do have free time, on radio, I've been trying to, I want to get this darn Mount Clemens off my list. Just, you know, one more thing that's been out there kind of smoldering for a while. Get these receivers up for it. I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, so I really want to get these. I really want to put as much time as I can in on this and just get it off the plate.
Yep, and hopefully set it and forget it. All that stuff. I've got some weird interference by my house. If you're talking about the 2-7 or 7-2, I got some weird interference where it just kind of like has like a wavering like noise, and I just think it's localized because nobody else is recording it.
Well, I believe we're transmitting 100 hertz. You could always just lock your receiver in 100, and then you wouldn't have to, you know, you wouldn't have to be annoyed by it.
Yeah, it's actually when the repeater is transmitting, so it's not, like, not there unless the repeater is transmitting.
There you go. Then you're safe. You don't have to listen to it.
Alrighty. I'm at home, and the antenna is being blocked by the house, so I'm probably not making it in very well. So we'll chat with you later. Good luck on your project.
Actually, you've been really good the last few, including that last one. But all right, you're home. Catch you later. KF8S, W8FU.
All right, I'm awake and downstairs, cleaning up my desk. Opened up the windows. I just take it off the chair, and Kilo just jumped up and said, I want to sit up here with you. Okay, big guy.
I'm making these little quick site runs into something else, like yesterday. To run out on a work-related one, but I had to run out because it was a quarter mile from my wife's favorite Mexican restaurant. And then today, they said I'm going to run back pop this GPS in because it's about a half mile from Junie D's, home of the legendary corned beef. I'm going to get her one of those. She hasn't had one in a while, and she's pining for it, so, okay.
It's still Good Friday.
It's her eternal damnation, not mine.
She just needs to ask forgiveness when she goes. And that's the whole point.
But can you knowingly do it, knowing that all you have to do is say I'm sorry? You know, if you do it, then you're sorry. But if you know you're going to be, you know, you're doing it knowing that you can just do that. Is that really okay?
I mean, one side of me says yes, but then the other side says, if you know anyway.
Well, I'm going with the side of me that says if there is a all-knowing, omniscient, all-powerful deity, he really doesn't give a rat's duty. And I don't want to assume his gender, but it really doesn't care whether I eat meat on Friday the 11th.
Yeah, because if you haven't done it their whole life, what's the point?
although I'm the, I have gone this whole length, so I'm feeling pretty good. I've gone this far, what's another day? So, Michelle's going to make me salmon, she said, when she gets home. She's got it all ready. So, I had my fish sandwich from Halo for lunch, and with some tater tots. And she's got a salmon marinated fillet thing she's going to make when she gets home, she says, because she's only out at 8. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you gotta go with it. I have a pecan crusted walleye. Got it at Roseanne's with some boiled potatoes, and I ate about half of it. It was huge. So I got the other half of that. And I'll probably just, I thought the pecan crust was just a bit much. So I may scrape a little bit of that off and throw that thing in the air fryer and get it heated back up. And that may be my my dinner. But I'll get her corned beef sandwich. See, it's not real beef, it's corned beef.
Oh, yeah, the corning makes it not regular beef. I get it. Yeah.
Was it like a sweet glaze with the pecans, or what did I have that had pecans on it last? And it was really, oh, when I went to Waffle House Saturday after I dropped Mom and Dad off at Metro, we went down to Waffle House. I had a pecan waffle from the Waffle House, Sean. It shot my sugar to 280, but oh my God.
Oh, yeah, I can remember those.
I've had them a couple of times. Not a lot, but very good. But that's a whole different... No, this pecan crusted was a whole different kind of a thing. I don't know. It was kind of like, you know, I don't know how to describe it, really. It was like a breading, you know, like on a fried fish. But it was a little denser. There was a bit much of it. Wally and I both agreed. We both had it. And the breading was, the pecan crust or whatever they call it. It was just a little bit much. I didn't detect a whole lot of flavor from it. Nothing really stood out at me, I suppose. But I'll have more tonight. I'll finish it up. Maybe I'll be in a better headspace to taste the nuance. Ah, well. Why is the traffic moving so slowly here? I think I'll go to the site first. Get that one plugged in. Then I'll go to the shop. I got more work to do there. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Well, there you go.
I'm going to clean my desk up, pack things away, clean this all up in here. I need to update N1MM, get all my stuff set up, and the Flex ready for QSO party. So that's fiber's running, so I can run the Flex. So damn it, I'm gonna QSO party myself tomorrow.
I know we had a big storm, a big event recently. Has it been about the proper time for the band to, get the benefit?
Honestly, don't know. I hadn't been on HF for weeks. And then Tuesday, when the fiber came back, I went and did a bit of FT8 that night just to make sure my antenna... My antenna looks like it's up, you know. I can physically see the antennas, and they look okay on camera. My uncle said they looked okay. But I wanted to make sure, you know, they all loaded, and they did.
You're talking about the antennas up in Allenton?
Yeah, we're
hooked up to the Flex, so... But other than that, I mean, my FT8 seemed to work fine on all the bands I I used it that night and then the day following, so... But as far as anything else, I don't know where we're at sunspot cycle-wise. I suppose I should fire up my handy clock on and assign it to one of the quarters of a screen here. Oh, it's already running. I should just flip it. And then I'll have my handy clock up for this.
Well, I guess the big mystery is going to be, I wonder if we can get a lock. I can put it in the windowsill on a northern exposure. I wonder if we'll be able to get a lock.
I'm more wondering about if that glass is treated, if it's going to let RF go through, though.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Oh, did you hear TJ's, out of commission? His T1's gone. The device went belly up.
Yeah, we're waiting for a replacement here. There's one coming from somewhere else, so we're just waiting for it. I knew it was down. I didn't want to message him on vacation, and he messaged me, so.
Yeah, we tried to reboot it, but it's DOA, down for the count. So, well. So does that take the receiver, the T25 receiver, and the 900 machine, does that take them out of the game? I think they're traveling over that, are they not?
That takes it down the remote receive site for VHF and the 900. And it's still local, but it's off the network.
Yeah, the reason I wondered is because Wally lives up in New Baltimore, and he's still able to work the VHF machine, and but then again, he might be going straight out over the bay, you know, straight across the lake. So that may explain it, but I was surprised if the receiver's offline. It would certainly, you know, I won't be able to work it from the shop. There's no way. So.
I don't know. The darn thing here is pretty good, too.
So did every Boston market close, or just this area?
I didn't even know that was a thing still. It's a thing?
Get some SWR or some sort of line down here. Yeah, there was one at 16 in Gratiot. There was another one. There were a few, anyhow, and they all closed down within the last year or so, and I'm right here right now, and I was looking at where it used to be here at 16 Gratiot, I was just kind of wondering if they're all gone everywhere, if the whole chain is just adios.
Well, the map of Google's 16 and, or excuse me, on, Livernois and 7 Mile.
The Boston market at 7 and Livernois in the garment district?
Yeah, let me look at what their website says. The corporate website says the closest one to me is in Cleveland, but yeah.
Alright, so they pulled out of Michigan.
I wondered if it was still a thing, because I don't remember the last scene. I never really went to them. They did when I was a kid, though. I remember that there was one down there at 59 in Elizabeth Lake Road, I think, and that's the one we would grab.
There are a couple of things they had there I liked. They had a meatloaf dinner that I liked when I felt like that, and to, like, you know, all the rigmarole of a regular restaurant. They were quasi dead. All right, I'm pulling up here. I gotta find a spot, get inside, run up. So probably within about 10 minutes or so, I'll have. I should have the PS figured out.
Back in a bit. WNFQ. WNCP, Dolby UNFQ. WNCP, CCP.
Lock right up, Fred. What are you seeing? Anything?
I wasn't looking. Hold on. Okay, I have NEMA data. Let me see if I get a lock.
Oh, sorry, I stepped away from the radio. What did you say?
All right, I got NEMA data. Let me set it up to do PPS and make sure it gets a lock. One second.
All right, I'm going to tidy up the cords. If you call me here, I could be behind the equipment or something, so give me a sec. WNFU.
I literally just got time now synchronized to GPS. Warning, GPS time elapsed. So let's see here. Are we starting to lock? Unlock? I'll watch for it. WFSM.
You let me know when it's when I'm good to go, when there's no physical touch needed.
Oh, you're good. I've got the server switched to run Timing Master and rebooted the server and then set the RTM to PPS Master and it says it's connected.
Oh, I'm getting nipply.
I mean, it says it's got the actual RTCM has proper time now. So I was going to let it set for a little bit until you were done, and then I'm going to put it into NEMA display mode and see how much, how many satellites it's seeing.
All right, well, I'm heading down. So next stop going to be at the shop where I'll get, I'll try to get both the satellites online.
All right. It's getting darker outside. I think I'm hearing thunder, too. I'm scared.
All right.
Doo-up, doop-a-doop-a-doo-up.
598, you calling WSGH 922?
Should be on GMRS and off-cam radio.
The scourge that is Bofang.
The radio, I can put a frequency in it. Woo-hoo!
Apologize for that.
Get on the air.
Apologize for that.
You don't key up.
Don't double down. Just go away. Or if you've got a damn call sign, you can sign with that, and then you'll be perfectly fine. But if you don't have one, do not even respond.
Sorry about that, Sean. I was talking on GMRS. WDAKLL.
Well, then you're fine. So I can say this is WRUU850 all day long. Doesn't matter. As long as 10 minutes, I say it's W8FU. So you're good. You should have said, oops, wrong call, and you gave your ham one. You're golden.
I apologize. I got two radios here, Sean, and I picked up the wrong mic. Rookie mistake. WDAKLL. I'll be clear and crawling in a hole.
Turn the audio down. Holy hell.
WDAKLL, is that better?
Thank heavens.
I apologize. That was up, I think, a little bit too high to my game. WDAKLL, is that better?
That might have been a little too far. It's better, yes, but maybe a little too far. You got something in between?
Well, that was 20 before, 45 now. How's that?
Probably close. What do you think, Brett?
If you go a point one down, you'll be fine, I think. Just when you first came in, it rattled everything. 40 times louder than anybody else.
Yeah, right now you're a little bit louder than him, but he's plenty loud. You're a little louder. I don't know where I am. I'm always accused of being too loud. So, although I did set this thing down to minimum today, so there you have it. All right, Ken. I am at the shop going in. I will get on here in a few when I get a feel for what I'm doing. What all I'm going to do while I'm here. So, let's see, what is it? It's only 6:30, so we got a little time. W8FU.
All right. I opened up the window, well, the windows are open, so I got both furry things here with me. One's up in the window, the other one's sitting behind me.
They're like, ooh, fresh air.
Although, I think it's starting to rain. I might have to shut them now. Yep. I'm hearing rain coming down. Yep, it's starting to rain. Hold on, I gotta shut the windows.
Can't be any wild. Here's breakfast.
All righty, man. Made some good progress.
That's a good sign.
Got the GPS operational and locked at the Mount Clemens site. The two of them in the shop are ready to go. I just got to get them aligned. They're not tuning GPS right now because they have no view to the sky. Brett says he was looking inside, he said they were seeing a few satellites. They were seeing three or four satellites, even back there in that cubby.
So we, what are you looking at, a couple of weeks?
Well, it's going to be, I'm done for today, and tomorrow I've got obligations, and I'm not gonna be able to deal with it. But, and Sunday's Easter, so this, you know, this weekend shot, but, no, I'm thinking next week. I'm thinking I've got, I don't know. Fred tuned up the first receiver, and that included, you know, some transmitter equalization of the settings that I don't have to do. So I'm guessing I've got 10, 15 minutes per receiver. I'm thinking I'll knock that out Monday unless I have one of those Mondays from hell. And then it's really just a matter of hitting the two sites.
I don't think I have anything going Saturday, so, you know, I'm right up here. I'm 10 minutes down the road. If you need me to meet you there, just let me know.
Yeah, like I said, Saturday's out. I've got obligations, and you know, I've only got so much, come on, pay attention here. I've only got so much to give. I think I'm kind of done. Saturday's out. All right, anyhow, I got to run into Jimmy D's here, grab something. I'll be back in a bit. But I will keep you posted, that's for sure. W8FU, after yours.
Now this weekend's the same for me. Got a soccer game in the morning in Davison, and then a communion or whatever at my son-in-law's church. He's getting first communion, I think, over there in New Baltimore. So
Yeah, this weekend is a bust probably for everybody. But next Saturday, I'm pretty sure I'm open. 73G, I get you Jimmy D's. They got great corned beef sandwiches over there. KC8KJ, I'll have a good weekend.
Hey, Stu. I'm here for the beef stroganoff. Anyhow, if these aren't installed before next Saturday is going to be an absolute.
Alright, W.
WAFU.
You got all the goods?
I did. I got myself some onion rings. And I'll eat the rest of my fish. If I want more than that. The fish was pretty filling.
Look at you being the Catholic boy. Model, and I'm sitting here painting it, and then I'm going to print it.
I see. Okay. Well, I thought you printed it first, then you painted it. Or am I missing the point of what the print is?
Well, you see, I have multicolor printers, so I can actually paint the model and pick the filament colors here and then, you know, do multicolor printing.
Who else was in there?
K8BB.
Were your ears ringing?
No, I was just commenting on Fred's lighthouse as being a euphemism, but no bother.
Hey, by the way, I don't think I RSVP'd, but putting you on notice now.
I thought you might. I don't remember you saying so. Oh, well, that's great. I heard Fred earlier talking about Michigan QSO party. I would love to be on. I participate many, many times, but I am completely booked tomorrow. I will probably not be on at all. I'm annoyed about that because I had a certain amount of influence over my schedule tomorrow, and I just screwed it up. Oh, well. Fred?
I know. I think that's what I was saying. We were talking about that, and Sean and I were, and I'm like, yeah, I can't contest like BD, man, I tell you. But then he was telling me about your thingy.
Yeah, it's going to be a first for me. That's going to be cool. So I'm just now dipping my fingers to the back wall, so it's kind of cool, kind of fun. I talked to Mark, by the way, Don, and he made me, I'll talk to you later tomorrow. On the bridge or something like that, but
said, oh man, I wish you would have got a hold of me. And now he's got my wheels spinning in a different direction.
Yeah, we'll work on opportunity to chat tomorrow or whenever. Maybe even tonight. There's not a ton I have to do. For the most part, preparations are tomorrow. I got dinner in the oven and kind of a Friday night's unusually a bachelor, so I'm bachelor tonight.
Well,
she gets out in about 20, 30 minutes here, so she'll be home and she said she's going to make us fish. Or me fish, I don't know what she's going to do. Oh, but she actually just texted. I feel like crap. Going to tough out my last hour. I need to run to Fenton this weekend to pick up more of Dad's... Oh, okay. Well, so the rain, I believe, has stopped finally here. I might be able to open the windows back up. So I won't have my fish for at least another hour probably until she gets home.
I'm eating mine now. Well, I've got fish waiting for me at home. I got Andrea a Reuben from Jimmy D's. They're legendary for me. So she got a Reuben. I got fish left over. Got this big pecan-crusted walleye today at Roseanne's, of all places. Booger Bob's favorite. The Italian sausage and eggs. I still got half my pecan walleye waiting for me. So I just got some onion rings. I don't know if you're listening in here, Don, but I'm barreling home right now with the goodies, hoping they stay nice and piping hot.
Well, I had a sausage biscuit thing for breakfast and veggie pizza for lunch, and I have a chicken pot pie for dinner, so... No fish for me today. Oh, well. I guess it is Friday. Anyway, I'm going to back out. I'm going to attend to evening things here, but I'll see you tomorrow. And Fred, good luck in the MIQP. Conditions hopefully will be pretty good. Activity should be pretty good, too, so I'm going to make lots of cues. Back later. KABB.
W8FU.
Now you got me craving one of them corned beef sandwiches, one of those Reubens from Jimmy Dean's, Sean. You're killing me.
They're good. Although I didn't partake this time. I thought about it and I said, you know what, nah. Because I've got plenty of food. I like to clean up my leftovers while they're still worth eating. You know, if I don't get to it tonight or tomorrow, then life's too short. But I got a really nice piece of fish left there, so I said, nope.
Yeah, it's hard to find a place that does good walleye. Well, Cam's Country Kitchen, I think, does walleye. They do pretty good fish.
I tell you what, Richport has got several really good restaurants.
Swordfish,
and
nice big potato, sour cream,
that away. I like Ken's. I like that one on the corner there. Wally introduced me to that one. And then even the one Ted's down there at 19. And you know, that's a little bit more of your traditional Coney, but they got a few things in there that are worthwhile. They had a, I don't know if they still do it, but they had a bread pudding that they were legendary for. It's so good. I can't have it now. It's so bad for me. That custard sauce. But they had a really outstanding bread pudding that people used to come and get. I don't know if he still does that or not. I haven't been in there in a bit.
Okay, I stepped on you, and Melissa heard bread pudding. Where is it from?
What was the question? Something, where was it from?
Yeah, I accidentally stepped on you when I TX'd, and then all of a sudden you were talking about bread pudding, and she heard bread pudding. That's one of her favorites.
so she wants to know where you get it from that is so good. KC8BJO.
Oh, okay, I wasn't following. Yeah, Ted, right there on Gratiot, right where 19 splits off and goes north, right there is a Coney, Ted. Yeah, he does this bread pudding, and, I mean, people come there just to get that.
All right, we're going to have to do a bread pudding night over there. Have you ever tried the Golden Greek over there by the, over there in the Clem?
Say the name again. I'm not picturing it.
It's the Golden Greek. It's right on the corner of North and Grosbeck, right over there by Heckle Hilton.
Oh my God, yes. I hate that place with a passion. I was there on yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, last time it was pretty good. Still, you got me stuck on bread pudding now and Reuben's.
Well, my problem with the Greek is kind of one of those things where, you know, first of all, it's the absolute closest restaurant to work, unless you count Emerson's, which is a little on again, off again dive across, right across Grosbeck, but that's always been a staple of, you know, everybody at our place. And they had this waitress there, and she just absolutely drenched herself in perfume. And it made me nauseous. I couldn't stand it. And she was always there. And so I couldn't go there. You know, I just got to the point where I'm sorry, I just can't go. It's not, you know, it'll ruin my, you know, why go? I won't enjoy myself. And that, I don't know why they allow that. I would never allow that in a work in a restaurant if I owned it. But anyhow, and now I haven't seen her around. She was there for years, but I haven't seen or smelled her around the last time I went. But you know, the damage is already done.
100% agreed. There is a place off of 16 and Harper. Right on the southeast corner. I think it used to be maybe a Rams one or something. But they got pretty decent food there also. One place I do miss is the Dice Restaurant and the Pizza Factory.
There used to be a little place that burnt down. I forget the name of it now, but it was out in front of that Planet Fitness and right there next to... not Dooley's, what's the name of that Irish place? Right there at Cass and Grosbeck. There was a McDonald's there, now they're tearing the McDonald's down. Anyhow, there used to be a restaurant out front of there. I used to like that one pretty well. But that one burnt and they didn't rebuild it. Now they've got a bunch of empty buildings there. I have no idea what they were thinking was going to go in there. It's not like it's a hotbed of merchants there.
Ham's Place, Cass and Grosbeck in front of the old Kmart and Great Scott.
I'm going to take your word for it because I've drawn a blank. I go there a lot. I've been there 100 times, and I just can't, for the life of me, think of the name and what it was or anything like that. So I'll take your word for it. So there you go. Anywho. All right, well, I'm... making the final approach here. I've got the goodies, and I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to jump out of the car and get the vittles inside while they're hot.
All right. Well, 73 to you. Enjoy the evening. Enjoy your Easter, and don't forget to share your onion rings. KJ.
Well, dog can't have onion, I don't think. My wife doesn't like that kind of onion. She likes onion in very certain forms and ways. So, I got nobody to share them with. I'm all by myself with my onion rings. Catch you later. W8FU.
Like some pen. W8FSM. KCKJO. Fred, you still out there?
KCKJO, NA.
Oh, try again. I didn't catch you.
Yeah, I'm in a hole. I'm coming out of it right now. NADDF.
You driving home or are you home already?
No, I stopped my parents on the way home and we did a little impromptu Easter because my wife works this weekend and my sister's in town. So, quick dinner with them and now I'm finally heading home.
Yeah, got home probably, I don't know, hour or so ago, around 6, 6.30 I got home. Was in Port Huron for the end of the day. That was fun.
At least that makes for a quick commute home, or an easy one, I should say.
Yeah, but my feet are getting tired from all this walking that I'm doing. I was up and down and all around in, what is that, Lake Huron Medical Center or whatever, that Port Huron Hospital.
What are you doing there?
The RAID backup and archive system was taking down the camera server.
With a lot of on-prem hosted cameras.
Say that again, I was walking through the house and the dogs were attacking my daughter.
I asked if you're still running into like a lot of the on-prem, I want to say hosted, but housed cameras.
Yeah, we do a lot of IP cameras with the server in-house. It's very rare that we have some type of cloud-based system. I have access systems that are cloud-based, but not cameras. And man, the sky is lighting up over here. KCKJO.
Where are you?
M19 in Boardman. I mean, it's just going across the sky. One second it's quiet, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of it.
If you guys come back on in NAKPP, I was just curious about the storm. We're in Marine City heading home.
Yeah, we just got a really good downpour, and now it's settled down, but the sky is just lighting up all over the place. Go ahead, Dakota.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch over here, too. I'm at 53 and 34, and it looks like it might be done, I hope. It looks like the sky is trying to peek out. But, yeah, I got wild there for a bit.
Yeah, we went out to dinner tonight at Marine City Fish Company, and we're just heading back, and it's just dribbling rain here a little bit, but my phone says something about significant weather advisory for New Baltimore, which is where we're heading, so I was just curious where I was going to run into it at.
I'm thinking I'm going to run into it right at Marine City Highway. It looks like it's moving northeast. I'm standing on my porch, but it's slow moving. I mean, I don't see the clouds moving very much at all, but it's a lot of cloud to cloud. So I'm probably just right underneath it.
Yeah, I think northeast is a safe assumption. My watch says we've got a west-south wind, mainly out of the west at 13 miles an hour. And I'm heading north on 53, and it's black.
Oh, boy. Dakota, I was going to ask you a question. You said that the radio you got now, that 150, is just a temporary radio. What's your long-term radio? Which one are you waiting for?
If I ever get the thing, it's shipped 2 days ago and has not updated. So it's shipping out of BS Engineering in Nevada. because they don't have any in Ohio. But my long-term end game here is the new Kenwood that's supposed to come out this summer. I'm on the 75 right now. Huge fan, really like the thing. Checks out my boxes, and then Kenwood's basically turning this into a mobile tri-bander. So not that I really do anything on 220, but I can say I have a tri-bander.
There you go, gotta have the t-shirt. Is the new Kenwood, is that going to use the D-Star, or is that going to use DMR, or any type of digital technology?
It'll be D-Star. Why, I do not know, but that's how the 75 is, and I don't know. I don't care either way. I don't really do much with any of the digital modes. I've got an open spot if I want to mess around with that, so any radio can go anywhere, but I know that's a big pain point for a lot of people when it does D-Star, not DMR.
Okay. I was just curious which one it was. Okay, Mr. Tom, back to you. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're perfectly fine. I'm just standing on my front stoop here, and it's coming down in buckets now. And it just slowed down after I walked back to the house after getting drenched. Still dark to the west, so Dakota, he must be right underneath it. KCK Joe.
NADDF, I believe so. I'm looking at my west, west of 53, and it's, you know, it looks like a normal sunset-ish twilight hour. Obviously the sun's not over there, or yes, it is over there. I'm an idiot. Looks normal over there, and then to my right it's black. So yeah, I think I'm behind it now, and it's just making its way east.
Oh yeah, we see it now. It's to the north of us. We're heading right a little bit before we turn to the north.
It looks like a radar, but it's probably orange. Oh, that's another big one. Go ahead, Wally. I'll pass it over to you, and then we'll do a rotation in the other reverse direction.
Yeah, we just saw our first lightning, but we're looking north. We're just getting ready to turn, start heading west. It's really dark up there. Go ahead, Dakota.
Find our half hour,
45
minutes to blow out of here.
Yeah, radar says probably about the next 30 minutes. I got an advisory till 8:45, so Wally, you'll probably get it right as you pull in the driveway. Go ahead.
Yeah, to the our travel path right now, kind of bright to the south of us, really, really dark to the north of us, and heading west, it doesn't look bad at all. So, I mean, it doesn't look like, to me, we might run into some rain, but we're not going to run into anything that's, like, super dark or, you know, anything like that. Marion, she's in the passenger seat. She says it's going to town to the right of her, so north of her.
Yeah, further north I get, it looks like there's still a little bit to the west, too. I haven't checked, but I've heard different things. Is Sunday supposed to be nice, or is Saturday supposed to be nice?
The weather girl says she doesn't think it sounded very promising for either one of them.
15% chance, but tonight, 95% chance. And then it doesn't warm up again until Monday, and then Thursday it's 74. So, nice days are ahead of us. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, I talked on top of you for a second, sorry. Yeah, I said my weather girl said the same thing you just said. The weekend was eh, and it really didn't turn nice till after the weekend. So, and I'm going to be gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, too. I got to fly to Syracuse, New York for work. So, I got to go take a test. Get one of our licenses back that we lost. So that's my whole week for next week. So the ham radio world will be out with somebody to talk about.
Sounds like you need to bring a portable HF rig.
Or a open spot. something to get on there.
I got my ground wire. If I get lonely, I can use that.
Last time I went out of town for work, I brought an HP and a clear node and had a hell of a time with the hotel Wi-Fi. Brought my own Wi-Fi and had this radio working in the vicinity of any workable repeaters, and I don't even know how I'm operating any of them.
No, I don't anticipate on traveling anytime soon. I don't know, we might end up going back to the top few within the next couple of weeks, but we will see.
I don't have a star in my driver's license. Am I going to be in big trouble? I got a passport. I'm going to bring that with just in case. All the rage now. You have to have a star on your driver's license. Coda, did you get yourself a star in your driver's license yet?
Yeah, I like watching the folks over there. Maritime Channel program into this radio and have the signals up in water to flush them out. But I'm going to clear out of here for a bit. Be around, probably won't be back on tonight, but I'll be back out here tomorrow. So good talking to you guys. Everyone stay safe and catch you later at ADF.
Coda, talk to you, but yeah, Wally does, gosh, I can't think of the name of it, but it's like the Fort Huron Princess or something like that. It's right over there by that one bar, right off the pier. But maybe you and Marion and me and Melissa will hook up on a weekend on a nice day and go boating on it. It's like $30 a person or something like that. Spend a day out there.
She's in. But she'd like to do that, so we'll plan on something here in the next month or so to do it. Be fun. Like a plan. I think we're good on the storm. It's north of us, and now it's northeast of us. As we're heading west, we're at Church and 20, so St. Clair's probably got to worry about it. I'm pretty sure that we're okay.
Oh, yeah, it's moving northwest. It's going up towards Fort Huron area. I'm watching it. It's probably over Marysville right now. It hasn't passed over. So, yeah, you're clear of it. I think south of me is dry. It looks pretty nice south of you there. So you're already at 26th and Church. You're almost home. And, yeah, you're totally missing it. It's up this way.
Yeah, we were good little Catholics today. We had shrimp. I don't know if that counts as fasting, but we had shrimp. Coconut shrimp.
Melissa bought swordfish. So we have swordfish and a nice big baked potato and some blanched broccoli or whatever you call that, where it stays green when you cook it. It was delicious.
Yeah, Marion doesn't like to cook, but I like to cook. So if I cook, she has no problem cleaning up. And that's good because I'm kind of a messy cook. You heard her. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry, Marion. We're the same way. I just have said I got to clean up the pan full of fried fish and press the broccoli, put that in a container, and clean up all the dishes and throw it in the dishwasher. Then I'm done for the night. And then tomorrow is a soccer game and Davison for my son's stepdaughter. And then we got a communion over down there by you.
Tomorrow's our travel day. We're going to west side of the state and go pawpaw and go visit the family. So, yeah, or as I call it, Marion's mother-in-law. I said that to Sean today, and he looked at me like, what the heck are you talking about? And I explained to him, I said, did you ever watch Everybody Loves Raymond? That's my mom.
I can hear Marion in the background just laughing. I get this picture, just put it that way. Well, that's good. That's, what, a two-hour drive from here to Paw Paw? That's not too bad. You got to stop off. There's a beef jerky outlet there, and Chelsea, I think, from right around there, our Dexter area. We got some good jerky and other forms of jerky.
I've got a dumb look on my face, and I'm being told you don't know that one, so I have a feeling that might be in our travel plans.
Yeah, I can't think exactly where it's at, but it's right off of I-94. You'll see it looks like a little shack, and it's like a quick off and on. You'll see it. It says some type of beef jerky outlet or the jerky outlet or something like that. But I usually drop a dime over there. I just took under, about $50 being in then Pecani, getting cheese there, and going up to Tilwyn Chocolatiers and bought some chocolate up there and some fudge. Ugh. Killing me.
Oh, yeah, she's all familiar with that. The, and this will probably be near the end of my road because I'm getting ready to put the landing gear down. She knows all about that. Her parents, while she was growing up, they had a cabin up just north of the bridge on what lake was that called? St. Ignace. And she used to spend a lot of summers and weekends up there, practically almost all of them. So she's very familiar with everything going up there. But you didn't bring any of your buddies back chicken last time. So, not a very good DoorDash driver.
No, but I did bring back some cheese curds and some 16-year-old aged pecaning. The older it is, the more expensive it is. One was like $35 a pound, but I bought the other one was like $10, I think, for a half a pound, or maybe $15, something like that. I get the really good sharp cheddar or the aged pecaning. And then up at the chocolate place, of course, got to get the salted caramel fudge, a jar of salted caramel for ice cream, and then some chocolate-covered waffles. You know, I got to take care of the lady when I'm up there.
NHKPP. Yeah, I'm getting a whole bunch of I told you so. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, what are friends for? All right, you're probably coming in on the runway right now, so I'll cut you guys loose and say 73 on your final. And, yeah, when the weather stays nice on a weekend, we'll do a Saturday and go on that boat trip. It's really nice. And if there's 2 hours, it'll take you all along, right along the freighters that are docked over in Canada, and go up to the lighthouse, turn around and come back right after you get into the, the St. Clair River into Lake Huron. So it's really nice, and they got snacks and coffee on board. K-C-A-K-J-O.
Later, Gator. Pull into the gate. N-A-K-P-P.
K-C-A-K-J-O. I'm clear.
Now, cold air. Maybe the...
All over the house.
My phone. I know it's working pretty well, so. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like he wants some 100 megabit transfer between certain points. The only way you're going to guarantee that is with a wire. And you can't use these little convert to your phone line converter things. Those aren't going to go fast.
NAWOT.
Alpha Yogi. Over you, any W or G?